Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Corey Snyder. Batting fifth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jay Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Dave Clark. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Phil Niekro. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The left fielder, Randy Bush. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The DH, Mark Salas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jeff Reed. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alvaro Espinoza. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Ron Washington. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Viola covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Puckett moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. Puckett moves to third. Bush moves to second. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is hit by the pitch. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell misplays the ball. That's an error on Bell. Puckett scores. Bush moves to third. Gaetti moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington bunts towards the mound. Niekro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Espinoza moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett bunts towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. Espinoza moves to third. Washington moves to second. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Espinoza scores. Washington moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is called out on strikes. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-1 in the game. Salas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Butler reaches second base with a double. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter is called out on strikes. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to third. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Butler scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington scores. Bush moves to third. It's 3-1, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to third. Nixon moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salas hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-2 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tabler moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tabler scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keith Atherton now pitching. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to third. Nixon moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Fran Mullins now playing second base. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Espinoza hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Washington hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Atherton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salas hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Salas reaches second base with a double. Frank Wills now pitching. Mark Davidson pinch runs for Mark Salas. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-3 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-3 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fontenot now pitching. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark strikes out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Butler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bando moves to third. Nixon moves to second. George Frazier now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-4 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bando scores. Nixon scores. Butler moves to second. It's 7-4, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-4 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to second for the out. Butler moves to third. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 8-4, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Espinoza strikes out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-6, Indians. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mullins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bush moves to second. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Roy Smalley pinch hits for Mark Davidson. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bush scores. Gaetti moves to second. It's 8-7, Indians. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-4 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 7. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tabler strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall pinch hits for Fran Mullins. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Julio Franco now playing second base. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-4 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Woods pinch hits for Alvaro Espinoza. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 8, Twins, 8. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 8. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Gagne now playing shortstop. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Frazier covering, for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Butler hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Nixon moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Butler moves to third. It's 9-8, Indians. Mark Portugal now pitching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-5 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Reed and he is safe. Carter steals second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tabler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 8. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Gaetti strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-5 in the game. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Harbeck scores. Smalley goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 9. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.